Masechtas Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. We've already mentioned in the past that Leket, Shikha, and Peah are exempt from Trumas and Maisris. You don't need to take off Trumas and Maisris. When they're given to the poor people, they can be eaten as is. So the Mishnah speaks about here, Hamachlef Imaniyim. If the Baal Bayis wants to exchange regular produce with the poor people and exchange it for the Leket, Shikha, and Peah. So Bishalai Pater, in the portion that was Lekat Shikha and Peah that now becomes Shalai, it becomes a property of the landowner because he's exchanging other grain for it. That's going to be Pater, it's going to be exempt from Trumas and Maisris because as Lekat Shikha and Peah, it's going to be always exempt from Trumas and Maisris. However, Ubishal Aniyim Chayv, the portion that's going to go to the Aniyim now, which is ordinary grain in place of the Lekat Shikha and Peah, that's going to be Chayv and Trumas and Maisris, and therefore, the Baal Bayis needs to take off Trumas and Maisris before he gives it to the Aniyim. Even though it's being given to the poor people, but it itself does not have a status of Leket Shikha and Peah, so he will need to take off Trumas and Maisris before giving it to the Aniyim in this exchange. Mishnah continues, Shnayim Shekiblu Es Hasada Barisis. If two people were hired to be Arisim, sharecroppers, that they're going to work on someone else's land, and take a portion of the produce. And these two people happen to be poor people that in general have the rights to collect Leket Shikha and Peah. So the halacha is, Zeh Naisen Lezeh Chalkoi Maiser Ani, Vezeh Naisen Lezeh Chalkoi Maiser Ani. They're not allowed to take from their own portion of the produce the things that go to poor people, because they need to be distributed to poor people other than the owners themselves, and these people are partial owners. So what can they do? They can exchange their portions. Zeh Naisen Lezeh Chalkoi Maiser Ani. One of the sharecroppers will give the Maiser Ani, the poor person's portion, he will give it to the other sharecropper, and the other sharecropper can give to the first one the Maiser Ani from his portion. But they can never take from their own portions the Maiser Ani, and this is a general rule. Any landowner, even if he was poor, he was not able to take any Leket Shikha Peah Maiser Ani from his own field that needed to be given to someone else. The Mishnah continues a similar case. Hamakabal Sada Liktzer, if someone was hired to harvest a field, Aser B'Leket Shikha Peah Maiser Ani. He is not allowed to take the Leket Shikha Peah or the Maiser Ani from this field that he was hired to harvest. Rabbi Yehuda comes to explain, Amosai, when is this true that he's not allowed to take these things designated for the poor people, even if he's a poor person? That's Bizman Shekibul Mimenu Lemechsel Lashlosh Rabia, when his wages, he was hired for wages to get either a half or a third or a quarter, a percentage of the standing crop. And so he becomes a partial owner of the crop even before it's harvested. And so when during the harvest, it becomes obligated in Leket Shikha and Peah, he's a partial owner, and he's not allowed to take, as an owner, he's not allowed to take these Leket Shikha and Peah, even though he's a poor person. Aval, however, im Amar Lai, if the agreement when he was hired was that he's going to get paid Shlish Masha'ata Kaitzer Shalcha, a third of what's going to be harvest will be yours. So his payment is only from what's harvested after what's already after the harvest, and he doesn't become a partial owner before it's harvested. Then Mutter B'Leket Shikha and Peah, then he's allowed, if he's poor, he can take the Leket Shikha and Peah from that harvest, because he wasn't an owner at the time of harvesting, only after he's given a portion. And the obligation of Leket Shikha and Peah comes into effect at the time of harvest, and at that time he wasn't the owner, so he's allowed to collect the Leket Shikha and Peah. However, the Mishnah says, Va'asar B'Maiser Ani. Maiser Ani, which is given afterwards from the harvested produce, that he's not allowed to take, it has to be given to a different poor person, because Maiser Ani, the obligation takes effect only after the harvest. It's not like Leket Shikha and Peah that are chayiv during the harvest. Maiser Ani only comes after it's harvested, and his payments, his wages that he gets after the harvest, he already owns it as soon as it's completed harvesting before the Maiser Ani takes effect, so he's the owner when the Maiser Ani takes effect, and it needs to be given to a different poor person. Mishnah Vav. Hamoicher es sadeu. Someone who sells his field. He has a field. It's full of stocks of produce that's grown, and it's before the harvest. So So we just learned in the previous Mishnah, the owner, even if he's poor, he's not allowed to take from the Lekat Shechem Peah from his field. So here you have a case where the field was sold. So there was an original owner that owned it, that planted it, and grew the produce. But then he sold it, and the buyer is the one that harvested the field. So the Mishnah says, HaMecher Mutter V'Alekech Aser. The Mecher, the seller, is Mutter, he's allowed, if he's poor, he's allowed to take from the Lekat Shechem Peah, because he was not the owner at the time of the harvest, and it goes by the time of the harvest, when the chiyuv, the obligation of Lekat Shechem Peah, takes effect. The buyer, who is the one that is now the owner at the time of harvest, even if he's a poor person, he's not allowed to take from the Lekat Shechem Peah. The Mishnah continues, Lo yiskar adam es ha-payalim al menas she-yalaka b'nai aharav. A person can't hire payalim workers where the workers make a condition, almanas, and condition she'ilaka b'nai aharav, that the son of the worker should be able to collect the Lekat Shechem Peah behind him while he's working. The son is a poor person and he wants to collect Lekat Shechem Peah. They can't make such an agreement and hire workers that way. Why? Because the Baal Bayis is going to pay less. He's going to pay the payalim less because he's taken into account that the workers are also, their son is going to be collecting all the Lekat Shechem Peah, and he's going to pay him less. So in a sense, he's using the Lekat Shechem Peah as wages to pay the workers, and that's stealing from the aniyim, using the Lekat as the wages. The Mishnah continues with similar such cases of abusing the Lekat. Misha eina meniach es aniyim lokait. Someone who does not allow the aniyim, the poor people, to come collect the Lekat. Ay, shehu meniach es echad ve'echad lai. Or he allows only one poor person to come, but he doesn't allow a different one. So he's selective of who he allows to come collect. Even if he opens the field to everyone, but he's helping, he's helping one of them specifically gather the lekat. This landowner is stealing from the aniyim by not allowing it to be available to all poor people. Al zeh nemar, and regarding such a person, the pasuk says, al tasig gvul oilim, don't violate the boundary of the poor people. And he is considered stealing from the poor by not treating the lekat properly.